breath of life, shake the dust from the stars tonight, light a candle in my name, together maybe we could learn to change. The gift of silver becomes the gift of gold, the deepest secrets will unfold. The night is shattered by the rising sun, and all the earth will sing the same song. Breathe on me, breath of love, wrap the broken pieces. Find the voices, make them still, and hold the shadows back and drink your fill. I'm tired of fighting words stored in my head, and all the dreams we've lived unsaid. Sun is rising, now it won't be long till all the earth will sing the same song.
Om Shanti. Did you notice the words of this song? The brother played it last night as well. And while I was listening to it last night, I thought there's so much wisdom in this song. Breathe on me, breath of life. Breathe on me, breath of love. And even at another point in the song, she says, I'm so tired of word storms in my mind. At another point in the song, she's saying that breath blows the dust away. So I think I like this song so much because, as I've been fond of saying for decades, there's so much magic in what we are attempting to do, isn't there? That is, if we want to work smart instead of working hard, so much magic. So we really need to learn how to mobilize the magic, how to get that breath of life, that breath of love on my intellect, because that will do all the work. You agree? You've understood? How many agree? How many have understood? Yes. So I noticed that our brother Vijay had indicated that this is an experiential class. So here's a little experience, very little. Can you think about who is your favorite cartoon character? Your favorite cartoon character. So this you just keep for yourself for a moment. Your favorite cartoon character, or in living in the past or in the present, who's a hero for you besides Baba or Brahma Baba? In the world out there, as a legend or a myth or in actual life, who do you consider a hero? Can you identify, give a name to it? Him or her. And after you thought about it, why? What is the one quality in this cartoon character which makes that character your favorite? Or what is the one quality in that hero which you really like? And probably makes that one a hero for you. So take a few seconds to think about this. Has everyone identified that favorite cartoon character or the hero? Yes? And the quality. Why? Why? And if you would like, just find somebody near you and share it. Who is that cartoon character or that hero, and why? If you don't feel like sharing, that's all right too, but otherwise, it's interesting to hear what other people are saying. Okay. Okay. So would somebody like to share who is your favorite hero or cartoon character and why? I would need a hand so that I can see you, and then I'll hear you better. Yes, brother, can you stand nice and loud? Charlie Chaplin. Why? He makes you laugh all the time. He's funny. Thank you. Okay. Hmm. Yes. That's right. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, Zoe, can you stand up so we can hear you better? I Dream of Jeannie. This was a movie or a TV series long time ago. Who was Jeannie? Tell us, who was Jeannie? Jeannie had magical powers and she could change anything all the time. So what is it you liked about her? What's the quality? I'm going to say that here. So she could move herself from one place to another, I remember. And also she was always trying to help people, find solutions. Yes. Uh-huh. Very good. One more? Yes. Harry Potter. That's quite international. And why? What is it about Harry Potter? She likes Harry Potter because he never does anything alone. He always does it with his team, his friends. Very interesting. Okay, so he's cooperative. She was magical, and he was light and funny. Why did I ask you to do this exercise? How is this connected to our subject, which is inner soul consciousness and our relationship with Baba? The ability to see goodness in others. This is what my sister said. Anyone else? Yes, sister? Okay, so this is another example of a hero or a cartoon character. But why this exercise? Why did I ask you to do this? Thank you. Yeah. Sister, you wanted to say? Okay, so you can think about this. Yes. Anything we see in others is because it is in us. This is what Sister was just saying. Yes. Yeah, every soul has some specialty in it. Okay, so basically, that is the idea. It is interesting to think that the characters that catch our attention, and the reason they catch our attention is because they're mirroring something that is in our own selves. And we like that. It can possibly be indicating a specialty because, as Sister was saying, we all do have a specialty. And for the most part, the way you can know what your specialty is to just see what virtue or what quality comes to you quite easily. So easily that you don't understand why doesn't everybody have this quality? You don't make effort for it, generally speaking. It's just part of your nature. So, seeing and being attracted to a particular person and their quality could be a first step indicating to us what our specialty is. Because for some of us, it could be so buried underneath defenses and different things that we might not be aware of how naturally we prefer being light or how naturally we would prefer being cooperative, but possibly 2,500 years worth of conflict and difficulties in being cooperative or being magical or being light has a little bit shadowed this specialty of mine. But definitely, we want to know at least a very good quality in our own self. Why? Why is it so important to know at least one virtue, one quality that I have, that I relate to, that possibly Baba chose me for, that can be my contribution? Because, you know, we speak so often about our part. Brahmins each have such a beautiful part to play, and each one's part is unique. To be a Brahmin, first of all, is already to play the most important part. But within the Brahmin family, what does it mean? My part, my unique part. It means my contribution. It means the special quality, the special virtue that is easy for me to demonstrate and is an entry point for me to all the other qualities that God has and I have, and I can explore them, activate them. So I do have it. I do have one particular virtue or quality. Why is it so important that I know it? And I touch it, and I play with it. To use in service, to use in service, even before that. Who's talking? Can you stand? Yeah. Self-respect, and we know self-respect is so important. Self-respect is a synonym for soul consciousness. And it's also a synonym for humility. Baba uses these three words together, so it's so important. What else? Why is it so important to know a virtue, know a quality, and start there and explore and examine? Could this be me? Could I be also light and humorous and make others smile? Could I also be so cooperative, never working anything without my friends, my team? Could I also be so magical, in a second transport myself to the soul world, the subtle region? Is that me? Can I be that? Why is it so important to know myself as that? Why? Because then you start loving yourself. So you start loving yourself. Why is it so important to love yourself? If you do not love yourself, sister is saying, you cannot really ever express love, genuine, godly, spiritual, eternal, true love to another. And also, even more dramatic and more serious, yes. I can't hear you, sorry. That's so nice. You can relate to a particular quality and you love it, and something you love, you never stop and never get tired of it. So, do we get tired of ourselves otherwise sometimes? So even more dramatic and more necessary, why must we know some good quality of ourselves and give it time and explore it? Yes, sister. It's the reason why Baba chose me. So I would like to share with you three points from today's Murli, which I feel moves us in the right direction. Baba was saying that it's all about the intellect, right? That our yoga is a yoga of the intellect. The connection happens between me, the soul, and the Supreme Soul through the intellect. Baba was saying that that love coming from the Supreme is the fire. We had a beautiful secret explained in today's Murli. Why does he call it the fire of yoga? Because of the effect of this yoga on all the garbage inside me. The effect is it gets melted through this yoga, this connection, which happens through the intellect. And another point, he was saying, you must keep this in your intellect. You must remember this. That yesterday you were a ruler of the world. Intellect. It's so important. It is the channel, the tube connecting I, the soul, with the Supreme. He is giving everything in the confluence age. He is everything. He's all the qualities, all the virtues, all the powers. And in the confluence age, he is giving everything. So if I'm oftentimes not light, or I'm not cooperative, or I struggle to get myself into the subtle regions or the soul world. Why is that? It would not be because of him. It would not be because he's busy elsewhere. It would not be because he doesn't have time for me. It would not be because he's giving to some and not to others. Right? The problem is something's wrong with the intellect. Some things damage the intellect. So what should be flowing to me, what actually is flowing towards me, is not reaching me. I'm not receiving. We are not receiving. He's sending. He is. He's sharing. But we are not receiving. Why? It's because the intellect has been clogged. You know this word, clogged? Blocked. What is blocking the intellect? What is blocking the intellect? You're following me, right? You're following me? This means yes. This means no. All important is a clean and clear intellect. If I can get that intellect clean and clear, everything that Baba is mine. And it's my experience. Inner soul consciousness means it's not something which is a nice idea. It's not something I hear about in the Murli or I read about. But it's in me, it's my inner world, the truths of the soul. And the soul comes with a whole package. It's not just that I'm not the body. It's not just that I have this form instead of another form. It's that as a child of God, I have the godly inheritance inherent in me. Are all those qualities? I am light. I am very cooperative. I am magical. This is my nature. In the golden age, we see this. This is my nature. So if I'm not experiencing that, something's happened to the intellect, something's blocking the intellect from being able to receive all this energy which is activating everything godly inside me. What is it? What is it? Huh? I can't hear. bondages. But even to be more practical and more specific, okay, because we don't have a lot of time today, more practical and more specific. The bondages pull my intellect. The bondages pull my intellect, and when my intellect's pulled, I'm thinking. I'm thinking a lot. And generally speaking, I'm either thinking a lot of waste or I'm thinking a lot of negativity. All waste, all negativity blocks this intellect, this beautiful, magical formula, this beautiful, magical mechanism, which, if it's unblocked, enables me to receive everything. So, yes, this overthinking at the least, negative and wasteful thinking at the worst, is blocking it. And if we are honest and we look really deeply as to why does my intellect go towards those bondages, why does my mind go into overdrive, ending up in waste and negativity? Why? What is it looking for? I do believe that at least 90% of all that stuff is because we are trying to know ourselves as good. We're trying to know ourselves as good. Either prove to ourselves that the way I spoke or the way I behaved was the right way, or possibly mental dialogues in my head to convince someone else that the way I think or speak or do is good or right. Practically speaking, simply speaking, what blocks the intellect is any energy which is negative, which includes doubts, hesitations, denials, avoidance, resistance, reluctance. All of that blocks the intellect. And so, very practically, very simply, to unblock the intellect, we need to train our mind. The intellect feeds off of the mind. We need to train our mind for positivity. Positivity. From now till Baba comes this afternoon, just check. What is the quality of your thoughts? And everywhere there's any shade of negativity, change it. Using depth of gyan, using just simple things, but get off that track. We have been on the track of the negative for 2,500 years. So we understand and we don't hold it against ourselves, the fact that there's so much negativity inside, commenting, criticizing, correcting, competing. We understand. But the real work is just get myself on that other track, as if the whole of Baba's Gyan is just to prove to me that the original nature of everything is to be very good, very positive. So let me keep proving that to myself. And otherwise, start with things which are very simple. Appreciation. Every hour, just think and speak to yourself 10 things you can appreciate. That'll move you over. If you find yourself going onto that other track, negative, just look around and appreciate 10 things. I appreciate those lights. They're so pretty. I appreciate my warm sweater. It's keeping me warm. Just 10 things, gross, physical. But that'll already develop this track of the positive. And even, I would say, positivity. Every time you catch yourself going into that comment, or criticizing or correcting, how does Baba see it? How does Baba feel about it? How does Baba think about it? And use Gyan to manufacture that same kind of thinking and feeling in yourself. And finally, and most importantly, take this quality that you identified in your hero or your cartoon character and understand that if for no other reason, you are very, very good because you do have that quality. That's why you like it in your character that you chose or your hero. It is there. It is there. You are that. And ultimately, that's what we need. We need to convince ourselves, I am very, very good. No need to overthink. No need to prove. No need to get into all those things to know myself as good, as they did in the, as they do in the old world way, and as we did for 2,500 years. Take the shortcut. As soon as the commenting, criticizing, correcting comes up in your own mind, as soon as the resistance, the doubts, the hesitations, the opposing comes up, experiment with this. Take the shortcut and just tell yourself, give this thought to your mind. I am good. I'm so good. If for no other reason, see what time I get up in the morning. See what I do with my morning. See what I do in my evenings. See what I do throughout my day. See what I do with my mind. See my efforts for my life. I'm so good. Not to mention the fact that, yes, I do have this quality, that quality, the other quality. I do. And as I use it, my self-confidence, my self-respect will increase. But to know that I am good, this is the most powerful way to develop the track of positivity inside, inner soul consciousness. To know myself as good. And as I was saying before, we desperately need to develop the positivity track because this is what keeps the intellect clean. This is what clears out the intellect. And this is what allows the relationship to be a real experience and not just theory or, as I was saying, a nice idea. So Baba speaks about renounce body consciousness, and that's this song. Don't get into all the arguments. Don't convince yourself. Just let it go. Let it go. You are good. Experiment with this. Om Shanti.
Breath of life, shake the dust from the light a candle in my name. Together maybe we could learn to change. The gift of silver becomes the gift of gold. The deepest secrets will unfold. Night is shattered by the rising sun, and all the earth will sing the same song. Breathe on me, breath of love. all the dreams we've lived unsaid. The sun is rising, now it won't be long till all the